Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We rejoice today in the God of our salvation. Amen, amen, amen. Let's come on and just start us off with some prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come before you, brother, thanksgiving, Lord. Lord, we have seen so much, but you have seen more. You've seen more in us than we've seen in ourselves, Lord. We've been through things, Lord, that we thought we'd never be able to go through. But you saw it ahead of time. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, that you set up a standard against that evil that came against us, Lord. And we are still standing by your grace and your mercy and by your love.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. We thank you for the finished work on the cross. And when you said it was finished, Lord, it was finished. Hallelujah, Lord. So as we continue in our praise, we pray that our praise, Lord, that is our worship, Lord, this praise be pleasing to you, Lord. Lord, as we lift your name on high, you are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For each one of us, Lord, there was a testimony to sing a long time ago that you don't know like I know what he's done for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we just think about what he did for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, as an individual. And just think what he has done for us corporately.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus, that we are still standing.
Yes,
with the natural eye, Lord, that people say, I don't see how come you're still standing. I don't see why that you're not sick. I don't see why you're not dead in your grave. But see, we don't have, Jesus has the last word on that. And we thank you, Lord, for what you have brought us through. And Lord, we're looking forward for greater things.
Yes, Lord.
Greater things, God, that you will do in our lives, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, bless each and every one of us in here today. Bless this church. Bless this body, God, in the name of Jesus. As we continue to worship you. As Lord, we continue to walk, God. As you continue to order our steps. As we yield our members to you, God. God.
Yes,
as you will continue to bless.
Yes.
Bless your word today.
Yes.
Bless your man of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I feel like praising him.
All right.
I feel like praising him. Oh, the Lord has been so good to me. I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. Oh, yes, I do. I feel like praising him. Oh, the Lord has
name, and we
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name,
Jesus.
Yes. Here's my word, it says, take joy in it. Make it your dwelling place. I want to put a smile on your face. I plead in my heart to you. Make it your dwelling place.
Of the earth. Amen. Amen.
And Lord willing, we will be a part of that establishment. Oh. Amen.
Amen.
God does not do things in the earth without speaking to his prophet. That's what the scripture says.
Uh-huh.
And he does not do it without using his people. He uses his people. That's why he has people in the earth. He doesn't have people to just look at them, but to use them to establish and build. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We are kingdom builders. Amen. Amen. And here we will build the kingdom even as we have ever done before. Amen.
Amen.
Through the will and the prayer of
men,
we will have it done. Through the will of our Father. Through the will of our Father. Through prayer. Amen.
Amen.
We will establish. Hallelujah. The will of our Father in the planet, in the earth, in the hearts of men. We will pray, hallelujah, all this stuff will happen.
Yes.
This year is our year. This year is the time.
Hallelujah.
Lord, as I was reflecting on the year,
yes.
As I was leaving the word the last day of the year 2014, and people began to say, Happy New Year. I said, why are you saying Happy New Year? Because tomorrow is not promised, folks. Tomorrow is not promised. Tomorrow is not promised. Hallelujah. But if it happens that we see the year 2015, it's because God has a work to do and the work is not done. Therefore, he must keep the workers, hallelujah, on the field, in the field. So therefore, we are in the field because there is a work that needs to be done. Amen?
Amen.
And we will do just that this year. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That doesn't mean things are going to be easier than ever before. No. When God makes a great move, the ten kingdoms also make a great move.
Yes,
meaning they will stand their way. They will try to stand their ground to make sure what God wants to do is not done.
Right.
But as we do know, no matter what, when the young kids were being killed, that was the time God chose to send the baby Jesus into the earth. Hallelujah. God has prepared the angel to watch over him and protect him. I ask myself why God didn't send angels to stand throughout before the manger, before Mary and Joseph, to say, don't worry, we're going to protect this baby. God did not do that. God told them, take the baby and run into Egypt. Hallelujah. Why God did that? Hallelujah. He said, I send you among them. You know what? We are like lambs among the wolves. We have understand that. The wolves, they have shrunk it. Hallelujah. They can chew the lamb. But inside the lamb, there is a lion.
Hallelujah.
There is a lion inside the lamb. Hallelujah. There's two tears outside the still lamb. But when we make a move, the move is like the move of the lion.
Hallelujah.
You are a lion inside. Don't roll with the turkeys. Don't roll with the dogs. Don't roll with the wolves. No, roll with the lion.
Oh,
yeah. In the back. Hallelujah. When the back of a lion is moving, the rod becomes even stronger. Hallelujah. The distance at which the rod is hurt is even greater. Hallelujah. If that back becomes much stronger than ever before because of the number of the lion in the park.
Mm-hmm.
So when the park comes under attack, ladies and gentlemen, there's more lions to surround the baby. Hallelujah. The baby stays inside at the circle,
mm-hmm.
and the mothers and the fathers will face the enemy, and the baby will stay at the back. Do you see that picture? Have you ever seen that in Africa? Hey, hallelujah. Come across a danger, and all of a sudden the mother and the father form the circle, and the baby stay inside the circle. And the enemy starts surrounding, going around, and realize that there's nowhere inside to take the baby, and have to back up, otherwise you become the next meal to the lion.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. We belong to a kingdom of power and authority.
Yes.
Hallelujah. No matter what happens as you go around, keep in mind that we belong to a kingdom of power. Though our God does not display his power all the time. But when it happens that he has to display it, oh, earth is upside down. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I don't know where that was coming from. That's not where I was going, actually.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue on for the next last, what was that, Thursday or Wednesday? The New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And we somehow get to a place where we were talking about follower and pursuer.
Yeah.
You see, we have to get back into understanding the follower and the pursuer.
Mm-hmm.
And have to understand what the year 2015 is representing mm-hmm. as far as you and me are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You see, every house has an assignment.
Yes.
An assignment of every house is different. And when you find yourself within a house, you must understand that you are part of that assignment.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what role you are playing. But as far as the assignment is fulfilled, the Lord is pleased.
Mm-hmm.
When the assignment is not fulfilled, that's where we all find ourselves in trouble. You cannot stand and say, pray no party there. No, if the house fail, we all fail.
Mm-hmm.
If the house succeed, we all succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Including those who didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when the house fail, those who have done everything that they can, they also fail.
That's right.
Because what? The entire house fail. But we are not called to be failure. We are called to be victorious, winners, and conquerors, and pursuers in this generation.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So we started with Isaiah 58, and we started with verse 1 when he said, cry out, and I will say to you that, as the Lord said to me, tell my people, and I began trying to find out where it said in the scripture, tell my people. I couldn't find any other place but Isaiah 59, even though King James Version didn't not use the word tell, but other versions you come across use the word tell my people. Hallelujah. Even though here it says cry aloud, we understand that, you know, he's not just saying go in there and cry and make a noise, but it's about telling the people, communicate a message to the people. Are you with me? So in the first part of the Isaiah 58, he pretty much gives them some description of what he's really expecting of them. And the second part, he kind of goes into the Sabbath and the description of the Sabbath and what the reward is going to be when the people just yield to the word of God and do exactly what God is expecting. Are you with me? Alright. Now, let's roll back to the last scripture that we read, which was Isaiah 49, verse 23. And we will read it, verse 15, and we'll take it from there. Isaiah 49. And kings shall be thy nurse fathers, and their queens thy nurse mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick out the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. When God said, thou shalt know that I am the Lord, I think I said it before, it's equivalent to, and the zeal of the Lord will perform.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when prophecy comes forth, you must understand how the Lord is speaking. The first thing you want to do is the way God is speaking. Because sometimes the prophecy will require something of you. And some other time, it will not require anything of you. And God will put himself out there and say, you know what, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, you will hear people say, no, God got this, and God didn't get it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that sometimes can become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and people say, heard it, you know, you said God got this, and God didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, people are disappointed. And that's how, you know, the church has put a lot of people into trouble. We say God get it and God didn't get it.
That's right.
So, and here he's saying, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that way for me. You have waited on the Lord for so long, you have experienced the shame, you have experienced the pain, because there's a pain in waiting on the Lord. If you haven't experienced any pain in waiting upon the Lord, then you have not waited on the Lord yet. Are you with me?
Yes.
then you have not waited on the Lord. But if you have experienced pain in waiting on the Lord, then there's some kind of evidence that you have waited upon the Lord. And that the Lord is saying, those people who waited upon him will not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Because what? I am the Lord. Amen. So that was the word that we have received from the church in Togo as the Lord has spoken down there. And I'm glad that the Lord didn't speak it to me. And you will say, why? I'm glad because sometimes small prophecy come within the house. We intend to kind of march down, back off it because we know the pain and the experience of whatever we have gone through. So as a result, sometimes we can build ourselves to that place where we're trying to build our own faith or build the faith of the people and encourage the people. And sometimes we will speak to just encourage the people. But when the Lord knows exactly, when they see exactly what you have gone through, what you have been through, and how you have done it, when he put his seal of approval upon it and he speaks to somebody else, then your heart rests. Because what? The Lord has spoken, he could have said to us here, but he didn't. He said to somebody across the oceans, across the seas, to speak to us.
Amen.
That is something different. The Bible says, good news come from afar, come from far country. When the prophet comes, they ask, have you come with good news or bad news? We want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Is it for good? And the prophets are not designed to go with bad news, cursing people around, but they are designed to go and bring the good news to the people. So they, because they will not cross the ocean and come to us, they send the news to us. Thank God for a cell phone and a text message in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
So we receive the word. That is the goal, to get the news to us, and we have received the news, and we thank God for it. Now, focus on the word, focus on the news, focus on what the Lord has said. Let your spirit digest the word. Let it get inside you. Don't just feel like, oh yeah, okay, we heard it before.
Right.
No. I read the entire Bible before, but I don't think I've ever come across this for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes sometimes.
That's right.
Amen. I say that to say, keep your heart up, keep your spirit awake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, this morning, like I said, we're talking about the pursuer and the follower. Throughout the scripture, especially the Old Testament, people follow God. People really didn't pursue God. But there was essence of pursuing God. But the word pursuing God, pursuing God in that sense was not used in the Old Testament. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus came and he began to select the 12, the word follow was used.
Mm-hmm.
He said, follow me.
Right.
Because why? He can't tell them, pursue me.
That's right.
They'll be confused. Why should I pursue you? What do you have? It doesn't make much sense if you are here in front of me. I can just jump on you. But he said, follow me.
Right.
Follow is not a bad thing. But as a believer in the 21st century, it's not okay to be a follower of Jesus Christ. When you first get there, yes, you must follow. But after you have the basic knowledge of Jesus Christ and the Word of God, you are to move from being a follower to becoming a pursuer.
Yeah.
Because a pursuer has a different mindset. Are you with me? A follower has a mindset that is short. I'm going to tell you what the mindset of a follower is. A follower, if you wish, it's more like what you call a parasite. Parasite don't want to work for anything. The parasite wants you to work and have the food there, and you will come and just eat. That's what parasites do. When children have parasites, in their stomach, they will have to do whatever they have to do to get the food into their belly. And the parents will eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And starve the children. So parasites don't want to work for it. They just want to sit there and come to them and they take it and they eat it and that's it. The mindset of a follower is to eat and be satisfied. That's it. When the multitude follow Jesus, because Jesus can turn stone into bread and can multiply fish and bread, they were following him because what? They were food to eat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They are not trying to learn how to multiply fish. They are not trying to learn how to multiply bread. They were following because Jesus will multiply the bread and the fish and they'll eat. That's what they're there for. They are very high and big water.
Right.
Are you with me? When we talk about sons in the church, the true sons, you find them. By this day, they are very few. Not even every church you step into and you see a son. A son is not looking at your wallet. A son is looking at your head. Daddy, what do you have in your head? That's what I want. Because if you give me your wallet, I will spend it and that's it. But if you give me what is in your head, I will create continual source of income or whatever the case may be. A son will keep your legacy alive.
Amen.
He will keep it going. A son will make sure what you stand for in your lifetime is not dead once you're gone.
Amen.
A son will take what you stand for and extend it all the way to the day he will leave this earth. That is a son. A son has your best to heart. A son makes sure whatever you have in your mind, in your head, is transferred to him. But today we got a whole lot of sons which are not really sons. He comes with a wallet, that's not son, that's a parasite.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you see with follower. A follower just wants whatever is in your wallet. Give me your wallet. When Jesus was multiplying the fish and the bread and was giving to them, they were sorry. The day Jesus would stop multiplying fish and bread, they're gone. But the pursuer will continue. A follower, I said, it's a good thing to be when you first come to Christ, because you cannot become a pursuer without being a follower first. A follower is a stage where you learn the basic thing. That's what Paul said. You ought to be eating the meat of the word right now. Because what? He fed them with the milk of the word. That was the stage where these people were followers. They just follow.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you the book of Matthew. I'll show you. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, let's look at verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him. Now this is my reason to see the Bible say when he was come down from the mountain, okay? Coming down from the mountain, the man is full of power, okay? That is the term of what even the mountain can turn into a great mountain.
Yes.
So that means they're going to have a whole lot to eat. They realize that he was coming back from the mountain. They follow his name, Martin, you are great. Because that mountain was great.
Yes.
Anything that will come his way, he can turn it into bread and they will eat. That's what they're looking at. That's what the Bible calls it. A multitude of followers.
Mm-hmm.
The follow.
That's right.
The follow. I said to you before, when I first became Christian, the Lord preserved me. I have seen signs and wonders that the Lord has done through my hand that blew my mind away. Why he did it? Because I was a follower.
Mm-hmm.
I was a stage where I was consuming the miracles.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't I was too much concerned with coming to that stage where myself I can be in that position where I can delegate authority and people have the father. I was just at that stage where the Lord was just doing. I was a follower. He did it. So I know that there is a God, that there is a power above the power that was in the land in which I was living in.
Mm-hmm.
There was a power in those lands. In the land of Africa, it's called the land of mystery. So the Lord said, I was a follower. You must be a follower. Follower is a good thing when you first come to the Lord. But never stay a follower. Never remain a follower. So follower's mind is to eat and be satisfied. Eat and be satisfied. So verse 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. So now Jesus heard the faith of someone and he marveled. Jesus looking at somebody that is beyond the followers.
Mm-hmm.
And now Jesus turns to the followers and telling the followers, look, I have not seen such a pursuer among you.
Yes.
You are just followers. I have not seen one of you that tried to follow, but to pursue, but just to follow. So then here is one for a pursuer. That is not even among the followers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where this one come from. Jesus was marveled. It seems like this particular man just jumped over the stage of being a follower, became a pursuer.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was marveled. And he said to a multitude, not even in Israel, I have found one like this. We can do things to cause Jesus to be marveled. We can do things to cause heaven to be marveled. We can do things to cause God to say, there is not even one in the earth like this man or this woman. Just like the case of Job. There is nothing different from these people that marvel God than you and me. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to a pursuer. A pursuer is a man of war. A pursuer has a tendency of being a warrior. He has that capacity to fight. He has a mindset of becoming. Let me tell you how the word pursue is described in Dictionary Online. It's a strive to gain or accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Pursue, that's the word pursue.
Mm-hmm.
Strive to gain or accomplish. In an effort to overtake or capture. When I saw the word pursue, you know who I remember? David said, God should I pursue? Why didn't David say, should I follow them? Oh no! You follow them all the death of his life, he will not recover anything and he will die. But when he pursued them, at that point there is a mindset that he is going to become or possess the things that these people are in possession of. And what are they in possession of? They are in possession of the things that are not today. I don't know if you follow me here. I'm gonna back up a little bit and bring it back. Pursue. Let me take you to the book of Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
We will understand it better. First Samuel.
Yes.
First Samuel chapter 30.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
Hallelujah. First Samuel chapter 30. Let's look at verse 8.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this group?
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I'm saying, David didn't ask if he should follow them. Because if he said, should I follow them, that means he's just going to walk after them, and he's not going to have a mind to recover, retake what these people are in possession of.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
As a Christian, a mature Christian, you start with a mindset of becoming like Jesus. That's why God said you ought to be eating the meat of the word by now. You ought to be coming like Christ by now. You ought to be like Him by now. You are.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Hallelujah.
Being a pursuer. So He said here, should I pursue? Should I pursue? And shall I pursue after this room? Shall I overtake? Now you see that word I just said. When you are defined the word pursue, a word overtake must be used.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Must be used. You go after with the mindset to overtake. To overtake, to possess.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it has a tendency of force in it. Don't just go after God because of it pushing you from the back. No. Go after Him with all your being. Mobilize everything that is within you to go after Him. You see, the last thing I came to Jesus, He said, oh, I've obeyed all this, you know, I've obeyed all the laws of my entire life. But He's not willing to go after Him with all that He has, all that He is. When Jesus said, go, sell yourself, give it to the poor, and come after me and pursue me, He didn't want that. He wants to be a follower.
Yes.
Being a follower is not enough. So, yes, but then He said, shall I pursue? Shall I pursue after this room? Shall I overtake them? And He answered. God didn't say anything, but He said, pursue.
That's right.
Pursue. Yes. Pursue.
Uh-huh.
Pursue.
Yes.
For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without them recover all. A pursuer is the one that overtakes.
Yes.
A pursuer is one that recovers. A pursuer is one that can become.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a mind of pursuing, then you will remain a follower.
Mm-hmm.
A church is full of followers. Mm-hmm. That's why when they hear the name so-and-so is coming here, you see them over there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they follow these people. And when you get on Facebook, they say, follow us on Facebook, and follow anybody. If Jesus asked out one, I would be here to look. But you know what? I don't want to be a follower of Jesus. I want to be a pursuer of Jesus with a mind of becoming like Him. Paul said, well, that I may know Him. That I may know Him, not to be like Him, but not to follow Him. Not just to see Him or just to fit, you know, have no. That I may know Him.
Yes.
The word know in the Bible has a deeper meaning than we have in the English language.
Mm-hmm.
That I may know Him. That I may become like Him. Becoming like Jesus. To become like Him, you must put on your armor. David returned from war when he had not tried to pursue them. He's already in the war mode, okay? He already has his weapon. He has all that is going on. He's just coming back from war. And now he says, shall I pursue them? Shall I pursue them? Shall I pursue them? Now God is looking for those people that are, shall I pursue God? For God is there, pursue. Shall I pursue after Jesus? Pursue. Shall I pursue after the Holy Spirit? Pursue. Shall I pursue after the Word? Pursue. Shall I pursue after the kingdom? Pursue. Shall I pursue God? Pursue, shall I pursue heaven? Pursue!
Yes, yes.
Pursue!
Amen.
Being a follower is not enough. Pursuers make things happen. Pursuers make things happen. And the followers stay back there and eat. And what a great condition to is that the leaders in the under the law of developing nations, they are making people followers instead of pursuers. And it comes to that place where they are the preachers are the ones that will stand up there, they will do everything if they see you, even one of you, one of their ministers, trying to pray for somebody at the altar, hey, they will knock you out. You better not try. Why? Because people see you, oh, you pray for people, the people start coming for you to pray for them. Therefore, you are sharing the power. It's like power sharing. Ah, they don't want that. We have to make people pursuers of God instead of making people believe that they can only come to us for prayer and not be able to pray for themselves. We make people lazy in the kingdom of God. Spiritually lazy. We make them followers and they are dead. In fact, they eat the word of God and they are not active with it.
That's right.
Becoming a pursuer. And the mind of a pursuer is to become. To become, that's what? Like Christ. That I may know him. That I may know him. That I may know him. The disciples, they were followers. By the time Jesus left them, they were not sure what they were going to become. But after the Holy Spirit came, oh Lord Jesus, have mercy. They put out the followers who is there in the upper chamber. Because when they still have a word of what to begin, they're the left. I told you, followers are eaters. They eat. That's what they do. They eat. That's why if you love the company of eaters, you will become an eater too. When you love company of those who are spiritually lazy, you will become a spiritually lazy person. When you love the company of those who pretend for spirit to be something that they are not, you will become just like them. Because what? There is an anointing of them that is flowing down and you flow on you. That's why they don't follow. Hallelujah. Be a pursuer. And a pursuer must have his own already. Because as you pursue, the person you pursue may be throwing things at you.
That's right.
Elijah said to Elisha, yo, you went here. The Lord is sending me to better. Elisha said, as your foot finds you, hallelujah, like I can say. Meaning, you went one step and sent the second one. Yes. The pursuer. That's what we see in Elisha. Elisha is a pursuer. What you call Elijah, who is he saying, you know what? Went here, the Lord is sending me to. Elisha said, you leave it, so you go by who?
Yes, 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 yes.
He refused to be a follower. Because being a follower is not good enough. And people complain about God. And they got it. No, there are some things you can only see that when you become a pursuer. And when you are a follower, you will see a certain thing, the basic things of God. Yeah, you see people getting healed. Maybe one here and there, something will happen to you too. But when you become a follower, you can stand long suffering.
Look at me like, what are you talking about? You crazy? No. A pursuer can stand long suffering. And you know what a long suffering is? It's one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, it is.
You know, yes. You want me to tell you if you have the Holy Ghost? Let me, I can see the long suffering and tell you, oh, yeah, he's dead. You will see the fruit. The Bible says you will know them by the fruit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The fruit that they carry. Just like God in the upper chamber. Some of them couldn't stay out there because there was nothing to eat in the legs. So we have that in the church today. They come 2 weeks, they're giving God time and nothing is happening. 2 weeks, bam, they are out.
No, we're looking for followers.
We're looking for followers. Pursuers. Those who get steadfast, I said, can become followers. And it's all right. But you are not allowed to remain followers.
You must move from being a follower and becoming a pursuer.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
So the pursuers are the ones that build the kingdom. Because saying, God, you didn't see me as a child, but never did see a promise that you're going to give me anything. Because if you do, oh Lord Jesus, you ain't going to have a sweet Jesus, I get that thing. So a man promised me a shirt. That very day, I slept between his door, he could not close the door. I put my leg, the dog was cracked, I put my leg in there, pretending I was getting it. He tried, he wasn't working. And he gave me that shirt before I moved my leg from there. And he really, he learned his lesson, never promise me anything again. Never make me a promise. You make me a promise after seeing you. From then he learned his lesson. God is looking for the pursuers. We have the promise! We have it! Though he said, I tell you, as the lamb among the wolves, he said, I will be with you until the end of time. That is a promise. In order for you to experience it, you gotta stick your knife through that door before he gets closed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You gotta be in there. Somehow, stick your finger in there. Be in front of your closest finger and the door on your finger. Oh no! You know what he said? Let me tell you here.
The book of Isaiah, what is that? Isaiah
59. 49, I'm sorry.
Isaiah 49. Let's hear what the Lord says here about himself. Isaiah 49. 15, are you there?
Amen.
He said, can a woman forget her sucking child?
Can a woman forget her sucking child?
That she should not have compassion on the son of the womb. Meaning, even though we have been saved, even though we have been what, no matter what we will do, the Lord will not forget us. His compassion is always towards us. Even when we don't see, the compassion of the Lord is there. So that's why you gotta reach through the cloud and you see the compassion standing right in your face. The compassion of the Lord is there, but that is not an excuse for us to think that you have no business doing in the first place. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said, "Will a woman forget?" God understands this. Why we push the word that we must understand this? How, you know, why God said that?
Why God made a woman? He put something in a woman that we don't know, and that thing within the woman will cause the woman to always go after her child, no matter what. The woman will always go after her child. That's why God, remember the beginning when He created the woman. He remembered what he put into the woman. And he said, can the woman forget? Why? God will ask that question. Not because he has looked at the women on in the earth. No, it was because he remembered when he created a woman. Why he put into a woman?
Mm-hmm.
That he did not put into a man.
Mm-hmm.
The woman said, okay, you do that? Okay, I'll kick you. Get out of the house!
Get out!
He said, can a woman forget her sucking child?
That she will not have compassion on the son of the womb.
Yet, they may forget. People forget things. People forget. Whether it's biological, whether it's chemical imbalance, it may happen. Whether drugs, we see women on drugs today doing things that they have no business doing with their children.
Mm-hmm.
We have women possessed today doing things that are contrary to what God has put into them as the creation. So Jesus said, yeah, they may forget, it may happen, not all of them, it may happen that a woman will forget the son of a woman. And God said, yes, will I not forget thee? Will I not forget thee? I, the Lord, will not forget thee. So we have a promise here. We have a promise from God. That should be enough for us to reflect on and keep pushing forward to become a pursuer and remain a pursuer. To have that tendency of a warrior in a state of
condition outside. When I look at myself, I look at the weather that this week, there is an active blast coming. And the temperature with a windshield is going to be below zero. As the Lord Jesus has been telling me, because I'm going to have to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be in there for 6, 7, 8 hours. And I have no room to run into anything. Let me get some heat. Oh! And some of us trying to let you have heat, so you know you want to go. They don't care.
So, be assured,
if I'm just a follower, if I'm not looking at my children and pursuing something for their future, how do you say, well, I don't think I ain't going anywhere? Because the whole week is going to be very cold. I am pursuing nothing out there because what? I have a plan. And pursue what? I have to do it. I have to fight the winter. And if I have to do some running and go nowhere, I have to do it. I want myself. I have to do it. I have no choice. And pursue, I don't have much choice but to pursue. Once God gives you the clearance that this is all right for you to do, you have no choice. When God says to them, pursue, then you do the way they're doing it. He just followed after them. And you know what? God put every piece on the way for David to get to the target. Can you remember the story? He found a young man that was thrown away. Hallelujah. He said, oh, no, he said, yes, I'm one of them. We are the ones that take your women and your children and your stuff.
Right.
And he said, okay, where are we going? We're going this way. God put the pieces on the way for the pursuer. Yes, I'm sure. You gotta get out there and find your way through. God is not the way. People that experience God are the goal and those who go. I said, these are those who can get out there and move, trying to do something. That's how you discover the power of God. When you sit back or you follow, you will see how to do others and you will just eat the results. But there will be one day when the man or whosoever you follow me is also going to sit right there looking at you. And you're going to get hungry. And you're going to get tired of it. And you're going to turn your back on him. Just like we have seen so many people doing the kingdom of God. They get tired of waiting on Jesus. And they left. But actually, I wonder if they were really waiting on him in the first place.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, becoming a pursuer. In the year 2016, there were things that we have not pursued. You know what? Keep this in mind. If you want to remember anything else, what you have never pursued, you will never possess. What you never pursue, you will never possess. David will never repossess the things that he lost if he did not pursue.
I was talking with my friend the other day, the associate pastor, and I said, he said they were doing fine raising. And I asked him, what are they doing? He said they were having a game night. I said, do you want me to tell you how we do fundraising? He said, yes. I said, we send our money. He said, what? I said, we send our money. We give. That's how we do our fundraising. He said, what do you mean? And I'm going to open the list and give them a few that we've done. When we needed money to go on a mission to raise the $7,000, how many $1,000? We sent out $1,000, break it into four pieces, four pieces and send it to different ministries. Within a week, we received over $7,000. And he's like, oh, that's interesting.
You have to pursue in order to possess. When God says, try me, that means you have to do something. That means you have to do something. Pursuers are people of action.
Mm-hmm. Follower is sitting there for days and years and just looking. He's following you with the eye. You are moving, you're going by the coffee, that's following with your eye. With his eye, he's following. He's looking. But the pursuer is active. The follower is a person of action. That's why a pursuer can never be spiritually fat. Because he's not so active. The word that he gets, he puts it to work. He's working it out. Our life can be as busy as the life of a butterfly. Be a pursuer. To the point we will not have time for some of the things that even seem to be more important. David would have seen that with his wife and children. But you know what? He went. He left them behind to fight for somebody else. Sometimes the things that seem, or we look at it, the things that are important, sometimes those are things we have to leave behind so we can do something for the kingdom of God. And we get such an excuse that the family is the first ministry. Yes, family is the first ministry. Okay, what go what? You are going to do this, you're going to keep out there because the family is there, that's it. If everybody would just have that mentality, nothing will be accomplished in the kingdom of God. No, we have to do that. We have to keep that in mind. And some of the ministers that we have in the 21st century, they are Christians all over the world. Some of them say, if they will do it all over again, they will give more time to the family. If they do, there will be more people in hell. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
If the pattern on how many percent they have done, more people will have gone to hell. Because more time they put into the crusade, more people came to the kingdom, came to God, and came to find out hell. It's true that he took a toll on their family. You don't want to do anything for God and try to take a toll on your family. Anything you will do for God will take a toll on you. It will take a toll on your family. It will take a toll on your finances. It will take a toll on your loved ones. This is not fair play as far as God is concerned. These are some of the things we have to make a decision about. Am I going to do it or am I not going to do it? Yes. It's very expensive and costly to serve God. That's why he said not to look at the present suffering, but to look at the reward ahead of us. And he said, what? Jesus, look at what? The joy that was set before him went through the cross and the shame and the pain and the suffering.
Right.
Because if you haven't had your eyes set up on what you are experiencing today, you will not accomplish anything. You will not accomplish a thing for the kingdom. Your eyes might be set ahead of you. A pursuer is looking forward what he's going to become when he sets you. He pursues, he's looking at what he's going to recover when he pursues. He's looking at what he's going to gain when he pursues. He's looking at the end result, not the present situation. A follower, he's about the present situation. Oh, my stomach is empty. I got to fill it up. That's all he's concerned with. We must become pursuers in case we are not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is in need of the pursuers.
That's right.
God is in need of the pursuers.
Hallelujah.
2015 is the year to do more for the kingdom. Things may not be or may not even look as the last year, or better than the last year, but we don't care. Whatever the cost may be, Jesus, look at the cross. Whatever the cost is gonna be, I have to pay this price. He said to himself. He set his eyes on the joy that he set before him, and he endured the cross. It's my wish that when Jesus comes, we will be able to show something. We have accomplished this, Lord. It may not be a whole lot, it may not be a big deal, even if you're going to need a Microsoft to wait, a microscope to see because of the size of it. But we should have something to present in. Besides, we have a nice building and the most expensive chair in the church. We have these
something to present, something that would be acceptable to Him.
Hallelujah.
Let the year 2015 a year of accomplishment, a year that you will accomplish more than ever before, a year of opportunity. When trouble arrives, that's where people pursue a fine opportunity. Do you know that?
Yes.
War has created more wars than any other time in history. Do you know that? The greatest scientific discovery came through war. Do we know that? Do we know that war have speeded economic growth, technological advancement, all because of war? They came around even faster than before. High speed engines come around because why? We want to be faster than the enemy. And today, it's not just for military, it's for civilian use as well. DPS came around. Who brought the DPS here? DARPA, US military. Who brought this, you know, so much stuff came as a result of war and military. And it was because there were people with a mind to pursue. And spiritually speaking, when we pursue, can you see how much of technology, how much of economic growth we will cause in the kingdom of God?
Amen.
I'm not just talking about the money, but I want you to see spiritual.
Yes.
How people can love the Lord more, how people can get involved more, how people will move from drugs to drug free, how people will move from disease to truth, how people will let darkness for light, how people will become pursuers instead of staying and satisfying and being a follower. Did you see that? If the few pursuers can just pursue in truth and in spirit, in the last days in which we are, the truth worshippers will worship God in truth and in spirit. That is for the pursuers. The follower is satisfied with where he is at. Follower is the one that says, oh, I have a couple thousand that is not for me. I don't want any more. Until he realizes that he spent it all.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to want more. Pursuer, keep in mind that his children, he's going to have to leave them something. So he'll keep working, he'll keep beating the iron until he turns into something. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. Lord, we glorify you and we exalt you on this day, the day that you have made, in this new year that you have allowed us to see. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
You
give us this opportunity. Lord, we will not let it go to waste. We will do whatever we can to fulfill your plan in this season. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you make our hands good for the work. Lord, in the name of Jesus, release the anointing of a pursuer over each and every one of us, that we will set our eyes on the joy that is set before us, and that we will go through everything that we have to go through and fulfill what we have to fulfill. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you give us your word. You gave us your word. Isaiah 49:23. You say their kings shall be our nurse fathers, and their queens shall be our nurse mothers. Oh God, we thank you. You said, you have spoken it. Those who will open you, it will not be put to shame. So Father, in the name of Jesus, our eyes are set on your word. We are pursuing whatever is in the word, Father, that we may see, oh Father, and harvest the result of it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you, and we glorify you. This morning, let the oil flow down. Let it come down. Let it seep into every aspect of our lives. Let it reach deep inside each and every one of us, that in Christ Jesus, oh Father,
there will be a manifestation of the pursuer in our spirit and soul. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the first Sunday of the year. Not only we're going to have a communion, but I want us all to come and we're going to do a prayer. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Let you want to follow us and come to the altar as we pray. If there's any prophetic declaration, just let me know. You will have a moment for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's hold them up backwards. Father, in the name of Jesus, at the beginning of this year 2015, first, Lord, I break every demonic assignment, every demon that has been assigned to individual in this church. Lord, we cut them off in the name of Jesus. We crush their plan and their agenda. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that they that run against anyone in this church will run into a stony block. They will run into a mountain, into a solid rock. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I release the oil for that. Lord, in the name of Jesus, every enemy within and without, Lord, I pray that they will put their skills at work for these people. Any enemy within, without, Lord, will use their resources to work for these people here. In the name of Jesus, I release the oil for that. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, in this year 2015, I release the oil of protection over the people. Amen. That they will be protected from against accident, whether in the air, on the ground, or on the ground, everywhere they find themselves. Lord, that they be protected in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That they be protected against a word, a deceitful word. That you'll be protected against an accident behind the wheel, on the highway, around the street, around home, and wherever they might find themselves, wherever the situation may be, Lord, the accident, I release the oil to protect your people. Be their shield. Go before them and stand behind them to watch them and to protect them. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I release forth an oil to heal every sickness and every disease.
Yes.
Connected to these people.
Yes.
Connected to their families.
Yes.
Connected to their household.
Yes.
Connected to this church. In the name of Jesus, that this year be a year of healing for your people.
Hallelujah.
Let healing happen with you.
Hallelujah.
Let healing happen without.
Hallelujah.
Let healing happen deep inside.
Hallelujah.
Healing in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Healing in the soul.
Hallelujah.
Healing in the body.
Hallelujah.
Healing in the mind.
Yes.
Healing in the eye.
Yes.
Healing in the vital organs.
Yes.
Healing in every part of their body.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
I release the oil for them.
Hallelujah.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, I command the elements from the sky, elements from the earth, from ground above, to work in their favor. Lord, I command the elements, the sun, the moon, the wind, the earthquake, the flood, the rain, the snow, whatever, God did to work in their favor. To work in their favor. That the wind blow their way and not against them. That the wind work in their favor. That the wind carry them in the name of Jesus. That the rain be released on their ground. Yeah. That every seed so grow in the name of Jesus. That the wind reach the seed in the ground.
Yes,
that the snow will clean the air and breathe. Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the earthquake will shift him into position under their feet. I release the oil for that. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I release the oil for the windows of heaven to be open. That the entire heaven remain open upon them. Lord, that in the year 2015, there will be no lack in their homes. That there will be no lack in their finances. That there will be no lack in their health. That there will be no lack in their pantry. That there will be no lack in their spiritual life. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe, servant, the anointing for promotion and increase. Lord, in the name of Jesus. The season may be closed. Hey, Kashabayabaka. For increase. The season may be closed for promotion. But Lord God, we do not go by the calendar. We do not go by the system of this world. We do not go by the wisdom of this world, but by the wisdom of heaven. So in the name of Jesus, I command promotion to come their way. I command increase to come their way. I command growth their way. In this year 2015, I will release the oil for that. In the name of Jesus. Father, in this year 2015, I release the oil upon their eyes. That their eyes will differentiate and see far beyond the rock and beyond the mountain. That this year will be a year that they see beyond. That this year will be the year that they see the Lord as King Uzziah died in their lives. As the King Uzziah died, Lord, open their eyes. Let their eyes see the plan, see the Lord. Let their eyes see the train of the Lord, fill the temple. Let their eyes see what Moses saw on the mountain. Let your eyes see beyond. That this year, their eyes will see beyond. I believe the oil for that. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let their ears hear beyond. Let the wax come out. Let the pain in the ear go away. Let the eardrum be fixed. That they will hear that says the Lord.
Amen.
And give them a heart to digest that says the Lord. Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I release the oil for that.
Yes.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you. I release a prophetic cloud upon them. That this year 2015, they will walk under the prophetic cloud. That they will dwell in the prophetic cloud. Their hands will be dark in the prophetic cloud. Their feet will be dark in the prophetic flood. That in the name of Jesus, they'll be carried by the flood of prophetic move. Lord, I release a prophetic wisdom over them. I release a prophetic guidance. I release a prophetic insight over them. I release a prophetic oil as ever before. Lord, in in this year 2015, let them grow in the prophetic. I release the call for that. 11th, Lord, in the name of Jesus, make them faster than their enemy. Put them ahead of the king in this year 2015. Let the enemy fall far behind in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that in this year 2015, oh Father, that their fight will see an end. That they will see a peace that they have never worked for. That in this year they will experience peace that Jesus said, behold, I give you. Let their heart receive it. That the weary soul will find peace. That the tormented soul will find peace.
Amen.
That the overworked will find peace.
Amen.
That the overtired will find peace. Let the peace go beyond understanding. Let it flow over them like a mighty river. I release the oil for them. And Lord, dwell in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your mighty presence be their light. Let your mighty presence be the path, be the way they will walk. Let your mighty presence cause the enemy to tremble. Let your mighty presence subdue their enemy before them. Let your mighty presence cause things to fall in line for them. Let your mighty presence cause the kings to become their next fathers. Let your mighty presence cause the queens of this earth to become their nurse mothers. Oh, let their boss become, hey, Kabbalah, their servants. Let those who work on them, Rikabusa Kabbalah, come and bow before them because of your mighty presence. Oh, the positions that have been denied, Lord, because of your mighty presence, let them be put on the charger and serve them. Let the positions that have been denied come to them. Let those who deny them come and beg them to accept those positions. Lord, for your name's sake, in the name of Jesus, that this year they will see an overflow. That they will see overflow in the spirit, in the physical, all around them, in the name of Jesus. That this year they will be givers and not beggars. That this year they will extend their hand even to far countries, to far nations, and show the love of Christ. Lord, that this year, oh, Lord God, that you build them a new house to store all the blessing that you will bestow upon them. Oh, Father, I pray, even for those that have been riding the donkeys, that this year they will fly airplanes. That those who have been walking the rocky mountain, that this year they will walk a paved way. Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For those who wait upon you will not be put to shame. I will raise the oil for that. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we begin today, in the first Sunday, not only of the month, but of the year, hallelujah, we take communion to remember
Hallelujah. The love of our life, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He that died for our sins, he that took away our reproach, he that took away our iniquity, washed us in his own blood. Hey, hallelujah. And have our name written in the book of life. We do this in remembrance of him. He died, hallelujah, giving up everything that he had to put on the poverty in which we were, to put on the pain in which we were. Oh, he take away the sin, everything that you can imagine, he took it. So we do not experience death any longer. So we don't experience the useless pain anymore, but the pain that comes with the Holy Spirit, which is easy, hallelujah, to take on, which is easy, which is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Even we take this communion, hallelujah, in remembrance of the Word of God, in remembrance of our God, in remembrance of his love, in remembrance of his coming, in remembrance of the future joy that he has spoken unto us. We take the communion, hallelujah, hallelujah, to feel the bond between brothers and sisters, hallelujah. We do the communion for many reasons that the scripture laid out for us. So as we're going to take the communion this morning, just reflect a little bit on the goodness and the mercies of God. If there is sin in your life, you need to get rid of, show it out right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And ask God to forgive you and come into your heart and wash you and cleanse you and purge you and remove away from you anything that is not like him. Hallelujah. That this communion will be acceptable before him. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this cracker and this juice we are about to take to remember, oh Father, what you say we should do in remembrance of you, Jesus. We pray right now over the cracker and the juice. We sanctify with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify with the Word of God. We sanctify, oh Father, with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray, release the oil upon this cracker and this juice, that when we take it, oh Father, the love of God, oh, we will feel it from inside out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the communion. Thank you.
The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Peace that comes from heaven above,
joy that comes from heaven and above. Those of us, or those of you who have never experienced joy, that this year 2015 you will experience joy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Those who are not able to define what joy is will be able to define in this year 2015. Amen. Those who don't know what abundance is, that this year 2015 will be a year they will be able to say, I know what abundance means.
Yes.
Those who don't know what it means to receive a blessing from heaven, that this year will be a year that you will be able to say, I know what it means when you say, God bless you, or when they say, God bless. God bless.
Yes.
Amen. This year will be that year where we will be able to define so many blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because most of the time we've heard it, but we cannot really talk about it because we don't know when the blessing is really. So this year, that as we experience the blessing, that we will be able to talk about it, we'll be able to say what it means. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Lord, really. I will be back in 5 minutes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just put our hands together for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Lord. For the Lord. Whatever the Lord speaks, hallelujah, we should respond with an amen. Hallelujah. And fill it with our praise and our worship. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. That's what we have to give. We have our praise and our lives to give to Him. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord today. It's good to be in the house of the Lord again. Amen. To be able to worship with each other and to take communion and to learn of Him and to be equipped and to be charged to be a pursuer. Amen. Amen. I'm excited. I'm looking forward for things to be established and ministries to be birthed and wonderful ideas to come forth. I'm just excited about what the Lord is going to do in and through His people this year. Amen. Amen. So welcome to House of Prayer International Ministries. Yes, this is the Holy Ghost working ground. Amen. And we are touching and transforming lives, communities, and nations with the power and the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're just looking to continue to do that this year. Amen. Are there any testimonies or praise reports, anything anybody would like to share, any comments? Any words that anybody would like to share with the church at this time, you may do so. All right, it's good to see everybody here. Amen. Amen. It's good to see you here. Amen. All right. Well, as always, we will continue with our all-night prayer. So the last Friday of this month, we will be having all-night prayer. And also, I have sent out a text. About taking a trip to the, it's called Living the Experience Underground Railroad. I don't know if anybody has been there or have experienced it, but it's a wonderful educational experience. It's a reenactment that makes you also a part of the reenactment. And it also is a very spiritual experience. And then afterwards, they have a dinner, very ethnic to what maybe slaves would have eaten at the time. Amen. So it's a really, really wonderful experience. And so I wanted to see how many would come. So I got a pretty good response. If you think that there's friends, because if we have more people, we can probably get a group rate. All right? So let me know, and then I'll find out more information this week to be able to let you know how much it would cost, whether just for an individual or for a group rate party. All right? Okay, with that being said, please make sure you let me know if you want to come. And Sister Joyce, I'm going to turn it over for you for the offering. Also, you're welcome to get a copy of today's message on the CD. Amen. Just let us know.
Amen. Let us not forget our missions and our building fund. I think Pastor on New Year's Eve spoke about the condition of the young boy. And so we just want to keep him in prayer. Amen. Amen. That he'll have full recovery.
Yes.
Amen. So we ask you to understand. Father, we thank you for this day, God, this first Sunday in 2015 that you have continually to bless us and keep us, God. We ask right now, God, for every seed that has been sown, that is to be sown in this ministry in 2015, that it will flourish, God, that what it has been accomplished, God, will be done, God, in this year, Lord. To set captives free, Lord. To break bondages, Lord. To build wealth, Lord. To feed the homeless, Lord. But most of all, to feed the word, God, to those who are hungry and thirsty after you, Lord. We ask right now that you bless the partners, God, who have partnered with this ministry, oh Lord. That you continue to bless them in health, God. Continue to bless them, God, in their homes, Lord. Though they be not with us physically, Lord, they are with us spiritually, Lord. So, Lord, we ask that you continue to cover them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We thank you for the seed, Lord. We thank you, God, for those who are giving in this season, Lord, that you will continue to do and honor them in this season. Lord, we just thank you in advance. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know that angel bow before him. Heaven and earth are glorying. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. You know that angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What an awesome God we serve. Back to the end of the passage. Amen.
Yeah, like Sita just said, let's keep that one in prayer. I'm not trying to exercise, but his name is. Every time I forget, every time I'm here, I say I'm going to kind of, his name is not that bad. All right. If you have no comments, then let's close our eyes and have our hands open. Immortal God. Invincible God, immortal God, how great thou art, O mighty God. That the immortal God, that the all-knowing Him, that the healing God, that the all-knowing God, that the almighty God, that the all-mashima basaka tabariyara baba, imama shokariyara baba, rekabosa katabariya mama, kishaya nabuka baba, hila kasa katabariya mama, Misho katalaya mama kabada bosa katalaya rada boshekeria rabada. Though God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Elijah, God of Elijah, God of Joshua, God of Gideon, God of Jephthah, God of Deborah, God of Barak, God of Isaiah, God of Jeremiah, God of Ezekiel, God of Jonah, God. Hey, Nashala Yamakababa Sikabala Yalabakababa, may His mighty hand rest upon you. May His mighty hand rest upon you. May His mighty hand rest mightily upon you. That you will carry His heart in this year 2016. That the shower of His word be seen all over your life. May His presence and His blessings be obvious over you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.